This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. This week on Musical Space, Mark Foley looks at why sometimes musicians adopt a secret identity.
Singer David Johansen did all sorts of anti-establishment things on stage when he was fronting the New York Dolls in the early 1970s, gaining notoriety and inventing punk rock in the process. I was amazed when, only a few years later, Johansen fully immersed himself in the superficial ethos he was rebelling against, appearing as lounge lizardy Buster Poindexter, sporting a tuxedo and mile-high pompadour while crooning old standards. There are a lot of reasons musicians hide behind alter egos. It gives them a chance to adopt different personalities, perform new material, stretch their wings without diluting their original brand. This has gone on for a long time in all different genres. Hank Williams recorded as Luke the Drifter when he wanted to do religious material while preserving his outlaw image. It was great to see Damon Albarn of Britpop band Blur become the fictional animated character Murdoch of Gorillaz. Garth Brooks became Chris Gaines in maybe the most elaborate identity switch of all. There's even a mock documentary about the fictional grunge rocker. Sometimes a nom de guerre supports the narrative of a song or album, like Shock G as Humpty Hump, or David Bowie as Ziggy Stardust. But sometimes the use of a pseudonym is dictated by market forces. Classical American composer Rebecca Clark published under the male pseudonym Anthony Trent to overcome sexist bias. Lots of jazz players would famously and not so transparently change their names for recording dates to sidestep their contracts. Then, of course, there's the case of Prince, who changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol to protest treatment under his record contract. But what's in a name anyway? Good musicians will make good music regardless of style or publicity. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Well, I just may do that, baby. I just may go hit the road and try to find myself.
Find yourself. Well, if you do, and when you do,
get lost!
Who, me?